Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post! Goal!
Soccer.
Chelsea desperate for this equalising goal. And they make it in now. It's a wonderful flick. It's a brilliant goal. John Terry, the captain, the leader, has equalised for Chelsea. They just would not give up. They would not walk away. Everton could not shake them off. And Chelsea, they just have rescued a point.
And they did it. Finished at 3-3, Chelsea and Everton that match. And that audio thanks to Fox Sports. But was that goal offside? Adam Jackson from 442 magazine, what do you think?
Hi, Brett. Yeah, it definitely was. Definitely was offside. It was a tough decision. The linesman, you can see why the linesman didn't give it. There's just a real faint touch off, I think it's Oscar's head, just as the ball lands in the box and is kind of flicked onto to Terry to this lovely little back heel finish. To say he's a centre back and he'd also scored an own goal in that game as well. So he's to have the kind of confidence and audacity to kind of flick it in with his back heel was just brilliant. It was definitely offside. Shouldn't have been a goal and disappointing for Everton there. But the irony of that such a late goal for Everton was they scored to make it 3-2 in the 90th minute. And then took about 90 seconds celebrating the goal, jumping into the fans, and then they were complaining when it was the 98th minute and they conceded the equaliser. So kind of they've got themselves to blame a little bit there.
Currently mid-table 11th, Chelsea back in 14th. But have you seen signs of improvement under Gus Hiddink?
Yeah. So they're 6 games unbeaten now, which for a team that's still sitting in in 14th, they still need to convert those draws into wins, but it's there. The players seem a little bit more motivated, and that's what Gus has done. He's come in, galvanised them, given them a bit of motivation, and got them playing again. So yeah, they're not far away, but I'd be interested to see what sort of transfers they make over the next month to see who they can bring in and add to that squad.
Tottenham, a good win over Sunderland. Obviously, you would expect them to defeat them 4-1. Do you think that 1-0 loss, though, to Leicester will cost them in the run home?
Yeah, they're still in fourth now. They're 4 points ahead of West Ham, who also who lost overnight as well. So they're playing well. I think that I'd be very surprised if they don't finish top four now. I think they've got enough there. I think it's a little bit unrealistic for them to be title contenders, but you know it can happen. You know they're not too far behind that, the top three. So those sort of games, the 6 pointers, if you will, against Leicester, and Spurs need to be winning those, and obviously they didn't. So that kind of knocks them a little bit. But yeah, this was a very comfortable win over Sunderland, and they were a little bit fortunate to be 2 ahead at half time. But then as Sunderland came out and actually tried to get something out of the game, they just kind of picked them apart, and it was a solid win for them.
And Leicester dropping points against Aston Villa, a 1-1 draw there. Newcastle defending West Ham 2-1. Man City thrashing Crystal Palace 4-0. Bournemouth and Norwich City, Cherries winning 3-0, and Southampton defending West Brom 3-0. Question from one of our listeners, Rhett, about Southampton, wants to know or says that Charlie Austin's signing is a great signing. Do you agree?
Yeah, and Southampton have been very goal shy of late. So yeah, that sort of bolstering of their attacking options has been, is very much needed. 3-0 win overnight, so maybe they don't need him so urgently, but it just gives Shane Long, who's pretty much their only fit forward at the moment. So, good signing for them. And it's good to see Charlie Austin back in the Premier League as well.
They need goals. So too do Manchester United. And they've got a cracking game coming up against Liverpool.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Pick of the round. Both teams conceding goals left, right and centre. Having problems scoring the other end. But then they both played a 3-3 draw during the week as well. I'm expecting goals for this one. But both fans of both teams are been giving each team a bit of stick this week, especially after FA Cup games last weekend. But yeah, no, exciting game tonight.
For everything that's been said about Man U, they're actually, you know, only 5 points off the top four. I know that they haven't been playing great and certainly not very entertaining football, but really they're not that far off it. Arsenal, a big chance against Stoke City to go clear on top.
Yeah, they always struggle against Stoke. It's a bit of a bogey team for Arsenal. So Arsene Wenger needs to get his team organised, get them fighting for the win here. I think they've got enough to take them past Stoke tonight, but they don't have any option really. They can't afford to slip up here.
Absolutely, and while that has been the story of the past few seasons for Arsenal, is slipping up when it looks like they might be on the verge of doing something special and perhaps claiming a title. Adam, thank you so much for that.
No worries.